A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. We have the privilege of starting Shabbos, the Masechta, this morning. How appropriate for an Erev Shabbos. So Shabbos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Shabbos, technically the pagination, is page 3. The beginning of the Masechta is a phenomenal intro into the concepts of Shabbos, in that the melachos of Shabbos are focused on certain types of creative activity. We commonly translate the word as work, but that's a dangerous translation because it is misleading. We all know that you're allowed to carry chairs from one side of the house to the other on Shabbos, if there's a Shabbos need. You'd even halachically, technically, be allowed to do it for home redecorating, to schlep the chairs from one place to the other, mid-oraisa, from biblical law. According to rabbinic law, there certainly would be some prohibition for preparing for a different day or exerting yourself unnecessarily, etc., but it's not one of the 39 categories. 39 categories are very specific categories, which were learnt from the Mishkan when we created the sanctuary, the temporary Beis Hamikdash in the desert, and we were doing parallel activity to what Hashem did in the creation of the world. So just as Hashem created a world for us, we're creating a sanctuary for Him. And the physical activities which we did to create the sanctuary parallel the spiritual or whatever it is, activities that Hashem used to create the world. So if you want to rest, to commemorate Hashem's resting after 6 days of work, so to speak, whatever work is, and the seventh day He rested, so the way to do it is to rest from those parallel activities, those same things that we employed in creating the Mishkan. The Masechta starts with the mitzvah, with the prohibition, the 39 category of transfer. Yitzios HaShabbos, transferring something from one place to the other. Tosfos comments, it's a malacha gerua. It's a very easy malacha, light malacha. It's hard to understand why this is a malacha. I'm not even doing anything. I didn't even strike a match. I didn't create fire. I didn't write something which is going to be recorded forever. I moved something. The object is unchanged from one place to the other. Why is it called a malacha? And Rav Sham Shem Rafael Hirsch, in more contemporary times, comments that transfer from one location to another is indeed one of the most dramatic things you can do. That's all of commerce is based on that. To have things in a new location is a remarkable accomplishment. So let's begin. Yitzias HaShabbos, the taking outs of Shabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, there are two cases mid-oraisa of Yitziah on the inside, regarding the person who's standing on the inside. Ushtayim shein arba bachutz, and there are two types of taking outs, which can be done by the person standing outside, and also they also become four, they become more as a result of rabbinic legislation. Kate said, how does this work? We describe the person on the outside as the poor man, for illustrative purposes, and the person on the inside as the homeowner, who's making a donation. Ketzad. Ha'ani omid b'chutz. The poor man is on the outside. Uvala bayis b'fnim. And the homeowner's on the inside. Poshet ha'anis yadar l'fnim. The poor man sticks his hand to the inside. V'nosan l'soch yadar shabala bayis. And he places his basket into the hands of the bala bayis, into the homeowner's home hands. Oshanot amitocha. Or he took from the homeowner's hands, either the loaf of bread or his basket, he's taking it back. Vahotzi, and he took it out. Ha'ani chayiv avala bayis potter. So the poor man is obligated, is in violation of Shabbos, because he moved the object from the inside to the outside, or from the outside to the inside. Ubalabai is potter, and the homeowner is potter because he didn't do anything wrong. Now, the Mishnah obviously will go on to explain the same scenario regarding the homeowner. He's going to be giving to the poor man, or he's going to be taking from the poor man. And the rabbinic violation is if he only did part of this malacha activity. What exactly is the malacha activity? So the malacha is to do an akira, a lifting up, in the domain that you are in, let's say in the home or in the public area, to do the transfer to the other domain, so if you're going from public to private to public, and then to put it down. In Hebrew, the terms are akira, to lift, hotza'a, to take it out of the current location, and hanocha, to put it down. If a person did not do all three parts, then it's going to fall into a rabbinic violation. And that's why the Mishnah continues and tells us that if instead of the poor man lifting the loaf of bread from the homeowner's hand, the homeowner would have placed the loaf of bread into his hand, so then the poor man did not do the akira, the lifting it up, and therefore he would be only in rabbinic violation, not in biblical. Biblical, he has to do all three components. Now, there's a wording here that's used that says potter. He is absolved, innocent. And that seems to be straightforward. The Gemara comments that usually in Maseches Shabbos, when it says potter, it means potter aval osur. It's potter, but there's a rabbinic legislation against doing it. Over here, it's potter umutar. He's not in violation. And the rabbis did not say you can't do it. Because what is the homeowner in our case doing? He's standing still.
Passive.
He's totally passive. And the poor man is putting into his hand or taking from his hand. But he's not doing anything. And therefore it's pater or mutter. Tosfos, on the next amud, you could actually turn the page and see the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, pagination 5, 3a, the very top. Bava de Reisha Pater Umutar, outer commentary. Bava de Reisha, the first case of the Mishnah, is Pater and Mutar, v'im Tomar. And if you'll ask, V'aka Ovar Alifnei Iver, he's in violation of Lifnei Iver, Losit in Mirsha, to put a stumbling block in front of a person, because by cooperating with the violation, he is enabling the person to do the violation. Tosfos says, and even if you argue that the poor man can do the violation even without me, he'll find something to pick up, or he'll find a place to put it down even without me, says Tosfos, the last of the wide lines there, the fourth line on the page, Mikol Makom, the end of the line, Isur derabonan miyaika. There still should be a rabbinic violation. Shechayev lafrisha meisur, because even if I'm not doing anything wrong to enable him to do the prohibition, I'm supposed to be stopping him from doing the prohibition. I have a mitzvah v'alcheach tochiach hasam isecha, if you want to be really strong about this. I'm supposed to be giving him rebuke. Forget about that. I don't stand here with the loaf in my hand and say, well, not my problem. I mean, not your problem. Invite him in. Don't let him take the loaf and do the violation.
Intention, basically. No.
Cooperation. Tosfos says it's even more than cooperation. I'm supposed to take action if I see a fellow Jew in violation. And I'm not. I'm standing there passively allowing him to do it. Maybe even with a smile on my face. And you're going to tell me, pater umutter, he didn't do anything wrong and it's permitted to behave like that? It's totally not true. You're not permitted on Shabbos to behave like that, to allow another Jew to do the violation. That's Tosfos Kasha.
But we do people violating all the time. Does it mean we could just go in a...
So that's correct. You would have to know when Tochacha applies. The assumption is that when we see people doing a violation, that's not, in our society of diplomacy, the time and place to make your impact. In other words, standing outside Panzios and telling people, you're Jewish. Oh, you're Jewish, don't go in. That might not be the best way to impact them. It might be better to run a festive sukkah event. And if you want to stand outside Ponzio's, if you're Jewish, you're invited to a sukkah event. It may be a better way to do tochacha. But Tosis is asking, the Mishnah should not be recording and the Gemara emphasizing that this is okay. It's not okay. Tosis' answer is that this whole Mishnah is for illustrative purposes only. Tosis, in the beginning of a line at the end of this Tosfos, says, "V'yesh lomar demayri benochri v'achefet shal nochri." It's talking about a non-Jew, and the object is a non-Jew's object, and whether it happens on Shabbos or it doesn't happen on Shabbos, it was for illustrative purposes only. When we said chayiv, we didn't mean the non-Jew is chayiv or the Jew. We were trying to be shorthand. The man standing outside, the man standing inside. And we were illustrating what would happen over here if someone were to do this. But indeed, it's not mutter if it was in a real case. Other mefarshim say that when it says pater umutter, it means regarding Shabbos violation. Also an approach of illustrative purposes only. We were trying to teach you Hilchas Shabbos. So in Hilchas Shabbos, it's mutter. In laws of tochacha, of course, it's forbidden. But in the topic we're dealing with, it's complex enough. You look how hard the Mishnah had to work to illustrate all the cases. And regarding our topic at hand, it's a Shabbos issue. He is chayiv, and the other person is pater u'mutter. Yeshe koach, have a great day.
Yeshe koach.